This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
9. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Dr. Norman Chile, medical doctor. Dr. Sergey Sorin, medical doctor. And if you'd like to go to Dr. Shealy's website and get the same newsletters that I get multiple times per week, or go to his Optimal Health area, it's absolutely free. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Norm, as in Norman, Shealy, SHEALY.com. And if you'd like to listen to this broadcast, a great way to do it is GCNLive.com. GCNLIVE.com. And you can also listen on RepublicBroadcasting.org. They carry, Republic Broadcasting carries this broadcast on a tape delay overnight. And if you'd like to listen on your phone, there are several ways you can do it. We have multiple listen lines. You just heard the announcement for 605-477-3249. And also, there's another one, 605-562-4080. Evidently, we jam up the lines. We need multiple lines in order to handle the traffic, which is wonderful. I love it. Dr. Shealy and Dr. Sorin, I was reading an article about endo barriers, E-N-D-O barriers. And these are for people who want to lose weight and they just can't seem to do it. So they have this, well, it's not surgery, you're not cut, but they insert this tube down your throat. It's kind of like a Teflon liner. And it goes at the end of the stomach, about where the intestine starts. And the idea is this liner will prevent the nutrition and the caloric properties of the food from being absorbed. So you, yeah, go ahead and eat it, but it just won't do you any good. And you can have this tool inserted down your throat to allow you to eat, you know, a lot and not gain as much weight. I'm really concerned about this. Are you?
Vince, let me share a few thoughts that I have on this. Now, a little bit of a background. Before joining Norm, and this was many years ago, but I was actually a medical director at the Surgical Weight Loss Center, where there's multiple surgeries performed, including bypass and otherwise. And I also ran a medical weight loss center as well that I founded at the time. And the issue is this, especially with a procedure like this. If you, you know, we as a society are looking for the silver bullet, the quick and easy. You know, here's, you know, give me a pill or give me an intervention that will solve all my problems so that I don't have to change anything or my habits, my mindset, my lifestyle, so on and so forth. And over 90% of people that I've seen are in that category. And the thing is, it doesn't matter what surgery, what procedure people have underwent, because invariably, many, and quite very many actually, regained most of the weight, even with the bypass. And that has to do with the body readjusting. In other words, a person can still stuff things down their throat, so to speak, with smaller portions or smaller sizes, smaller bites, but still can get plenty of calories. And, you know, I mean, this can limit the calories, but the question is to get to the bottom of what is going on with being overweight, because let's face it, one does not gain weight without putting things down your throat, basically, that don't belong there. Norm, do you have any thoughts? Actually, Norman may be temporarily out for a bit, but...
No, I'm...
Oh, okay.
Just, I'm waiting for the soapbox.
No, it's okay. Yeah, no, all right, well, I'll continue for a little bit. So it's... The issue is this. The issue is this. Obviously, you've hit a sensitive point for me or a point that I care about, and that is the only real way to truly affect change, to see long-lasting results, is not necessarily or preferably not with invasive things, especially things that can cause side effects. And I don't see how this would not cause side effects, including vitamin and mineral absorption, as well as issues with the GI tract that many people already have. And that's to take accountability and responsibility for...
Well, I think you pointed out that, you know, the so-called bypass, which is one of the most stupid things ever introduced, among other stupid things introduced in medicine. I mean, look at Christie alone. Supposedly he had it done, and he's still a fat slob.
You know, the bottom line here is, to me at least, is yes, there are tools that can help. And if this is absolutely a life-saving band-aid approach to someone who is going to temporarily get them on the right track and get them losing a couple of pounds until they catch up with habits and change of approach to health, change of approach to their body, to wellness, it's just like any other intervention. It carries side effects, it carries risks, and it may or may not do what it's supposed to do. And, you know, I don't know enough about procedure and technical aspects, but I can certainly visualize what you're mentioning. Vince?
I was going to say that I have a friend who lives in another state. And he was a little over 500 pounds, I believe 528 or 534. He was a really big boy. He was about 40 years old. And I remember seeing him at some events, and he would pull up two chairs, you know, two of those folding chairs, and he would sit on both of them. And when it came time to, you know, go through the food line and fix a plate, he would fix two. And but he was a big boy. And he had this, when he would come visit us, he literally had to turn sideways to get through a 36-inch door. I'm not exaggerating. His arms were big, his shoulders were big, and he was wider than 36 inches. And, you know, that's the size of an entry door in a typical house. Well, he had gastric bypass surgery. And literally, I remember seeing him, you know, months and months later, maybe 6 months later, I said, wow, you're half the man you used to be. And he literally was. He was down to 250. But the weight crept up. He's back to where he was, or darn close. I mean, well over 400. So I saw exactly what you're talking about. And this happened back in the 1990s. You know, his parents thought that this would be a good thing, to be able to help him get his weight down. But what he told me was, he said, they didn't tell me. They didn't tell me that I couldn't have any soda anymore. Now, not that soda is good for you, but he didn't know that he couldn't have it anymore. And he said, they also didn't tell me that I couldn't have real meals. I had to have, you know, partial small meals, you know, more often. And that kind of can cramp your lifestyle. I mean, if you, let's say you're traveling and you've got to eat every couple of hours instead of, you know, three times a day, it can really mess you up. If you have a job and you've got to eat six times a day, you know, at your job, your boss is probably going to say, I don't think we need this guy here anymore. It's causing all kinds of problems. He's got to have, you know, three lunch hours.
I'll give credit to the surgical place where I worked, and, you know, I'll take some of the credit as well because I was the medical director there, because I wanted to make, you know, it was my part of my responsibility to make sure that people understand what's going to be happening. And part of that evaluation was psychological evaluation. In other words, is the person really, truly ready for lifetime change? Yes, it can certainly help limit the amount of nutrients and calories that are absorbed, but they have to get on board with the fact that their life is going to be changed forever. And that's just, you know, if they're willing to do that, I've seen highly successful procedures and outcomes. I mean, no question about it. So I'm not putting anything down. It is a tool. And one of my favorite things are guns, for instance. And, you know, as there is a saying that, you know, some people say guns are good, some others say guns are bad, you know, we need gun control, so on and so forth. But literally, a gun, you know, or a pistol, it's a tool, like anything else, like surgery, like any... A tool is a tool. You know, that's, if you use it properly, it's a wonderful, amazing thing. It helps. If you use it, or if you don't, you know, if you're not ready to do the right thing with it, obviously it can backfire, and it will, in case of surgery.
Mm-hmm. And in the case of surgery, like gastric bypass surgery, so my friend, let's say he says, you know what, I don't think this is such a good idea, you know, 2 years later, let's undo this. Can that be undone? Gastric bypass surgery?
You know, it's an interesting thing. I think I've seen some people try to reverse certain procedures. Gastric bypass is a difficult one, and there is invariably some kind of complication that occurs. And think about it. You're cutting into the structure. You're altering, you're changing what was the optimal natural process, and then you're creating surgical pathways. In other words, you're cutting tissue, you're removing tissue, you're putting tissue together. We, you know, human beings are not meant to play God in that capacity. I mean, yes, you can make some things better, but you can always mess things up.
Well, I mean, even the initial procedure has a very high instance of damaging the gallbladder, so you have to have your gallbladder taken out within 6 months after it. I mean, it's total asinine, crazy, illogical crud, and I'm being kind.
Oh, and Norm, I'll just add to this way. You know how in our society we're so quick to take things out? Oh, gallbladder. Yeah, might as well take that out. Appendix. Let's take that out. You know, tonsils. Yeah, you don't need those. You know, you can live without them. Sure. You know, those are all vital, essential tissues, especially for immune system. And then when a person ends up having immune issues, or in other words, whether it's weak immunity or whether it's autoimmune disease or reactive diseases, what happened? Well, guess what? We are guilty. So it's yes, it's time for me to get off my soapbox.
When we come back, may we talk about shift work, you know, working the non-normal shift, the overnight hours.
Oh, yeah.
And how that impacts learning, memory, concentration, decision-making. Are the effects reversible? We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Monday, next Monday, we have a real treat for you at the meetup. Dr. Norman Shealy will be at the meetup. Dr. Sergey Soren will be at the meetup. And that is at Jimmy's Egg in Springfield, Missouri, 4:45 in the afternoon to 8 p.m. Absolutely free. If you'd like to join us for dinner, that'd be delightful. If you'd just like to sit there and join us, that'd be delightful as well. So that's at Jimmy's Egg on Battlefield Road in Springfield, Missouri, 4:45 in the afternoon to 8 p.m. The meetup is just us. No other customers of the restaurant are there. Just the USA Prepares meetup group. I just got off the phone with Andrew, and there's a great lineup for this meetup. He'll be there. I'll be there. A bunch of your other instructors will be there. Silent Night will be there as well. And Drs. Norman Shealy and Dr. Sergey Soren will be there. That's Monday the 23rd. I'll be there as well, and I just, you know, I'm not going to have much to say. I'm going to just introduce Dr. Shealy, but if you'd like to meet us, it'd be great. And the post is on the website, usapreparers.com, page one. Working shift work, non-regular hours. I used to think that, you know, you get paid more to work the night shift sometimes, and the traffic's not there, and what a great way to go. So then you have your day to do whatever kind of work you want to do during daylight. What a great way to go, working shift work. But I understand it has some problems. What are your thoughts?
Norm, go ahead. I sent both of you a couple of things from WebMD, which is as good as it gets in collecting this kind of information. There's no question, this has been known for many, many decades, that people there are four ways of working, if you will. One is what we call the normal day shift, and that's from somewhere between 7 and 9 in the morning starting your work day. In general, those are the healthiest people. The next is those people who work a so-called evening shift, which begins between 3 and as late as 5 p.m. in the afternoon. They have more health problems and more obesity. And the final is the true night owls who work starting somewhere between 11 and midnight. And they have greater problems yet. Now, the greatest stress of all is those who work swing shifts. That is, 1 month they might do one, you know, they do different things every month. And so that fourth category have the greatest health problems of all. Now, people do adjust, no question about it. Some people are naturally night owls or morning larks. But in general, if you are not an extreme night owl, you do very poorly working other than a day shift.
I will, my take is a little different from Norm's. You know, we agree on lots of things, but not absolutely everything. For the most part, I will concur. The day shift seems to be more regular. The hardest shift that I will state is the swing shifts. When you go, and I do this, is part of my job in the emergency room. I cover quite a few hospitals. That really throws you off. That's where you need all the supplements. That's where you need all the, well, I take a lot of stuff that Dr. Shealy has advised me, and it helps a lot, but it's still not optimal. Nights, you know, I know Norm is absolutely not a big fan of working at night or being up at night, whereas I, for the most part, for the last eight years, have been doing mostly nights. And when I get into a rhythm, this is just my take. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but when I get into a rhythm, then day becomes night, night becomes day, and it's fine. It's actually perfect.
And the number one thing I'd like to point out is that Sergey is only 41. And as, again, the next thing that is most noticeable is that for almost all people, problems with sleep one way or the other increase markedly after age 50. So many things adjust in the body, many, many things. But ability to tolerate the extremes of sleep variation is much greater after age 50 and increases, you know, almost consistently for the rest of your life.
That is where I find the supplements, including melatonin, taurine, tryptophan, highly, highly helpful.
Oh, I agree.
We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Of any other broadcast that has two medical doctors live at the same time, I don't know of a single one that goes for 2 hours with two medical doctors, Dr. Norman Shealy and Dr. Sergey Soren. I certainly want to thank you very much. I just looked at the GCN top live streams. We're number 2. And I just looked at TalkStream Live. We're in the top 25 nationally. Thank you so much, class. I am humbled. And I know your instructors are humbled as well. Now, we started at the bottom, third from the bottom, and through your efforts, class, and sharing with others that you are in class and participating in this broadcast, You've driven us up, way up to the top 25 nationally at this time on TalkStreamLive.com. I thank you and TalkStream Live and GCN and Republic Broadcasting and all the other stations who carry this broadcast. I had a call from Miles this morning, and Miles asked me to ask Dr. Shealy and Dr. Soren a couple questions, three questions actually. One, are when people wear glasses and their prescription changes as they age, is that due to a deficiency in minerals, amino acids, or what is it? Is there a way that we can either reverse the deterioration as it's perceived in our eyesight by getting stronger and stronger prescriptions, or what do we do, and what causes it?
Well, according to most ophthalmologists, eye specialists, over 90% of people have an adjustment in their ability to focus sometime after age 40 and not later than age 50. Very few people, genetically or otherwise, are pretty well exempt from that. We don't know a way to reverse it. The only thing that has some claims about it, there's a long ago, earlier in the 20th century, a man named Bates, B-A-T-E-S, and the Bates method supposedly was a way of focusing your eyes with various and sundry tools, and he claimed that he could cure or reverse almost all, you know, usual normal adjustments of vision with that approach. I don't know any scientific study of it, but it's the only thing I've heard of.
What about another angle on this? Most people, as we get older, will develop a number of chronic illnesses. There's magnesium deficiency. There's a number of other vitamin and mineral deficiencies. The health habits tend to deteriorate or just not be good from beginning. Norm, do you think working in general health can keep one from developing habit-based or medical system-based worsening of vision?
Well, yeah, I think it's no question that people who get adequate intakes of all the essential nutrients, who exercise regularly, who sleep regularly, etc., delay or avoid most of the chronic illnesses. Let's face it. Again, a minimum of 75% of all major diseases, from hypertension to cancer and everything in between, are the result of unhealthy habits. So those can be delayed or avoided totally with good health habits. The little things, if you will, and I do consider the ability to adjust the vision a relatively minor thing, since mine adjusted almost, you know, at age 43, it's never been a problem for me. I've adjusted. I need only magnification for near and distant vision, and it works fine.
Now, what about telomere work? What are your thoughts? I know we don't have any data yet, but do you think working on telomeres and best way to say it, you know, that for those who are not aware, telomeres are a way to reverse aging aging effects. Do you think that would have an effect? That could be an interesting experiment.
Well, yes, I think it has an effect almost certainly on the major, what we call degenerative diseases, such as heart disease, cancer, all of those things. Keeping your telomeres young, under ordinary circumstances, if you have good health habits, telomeres shrink 1% every year of life. So we now know that with the techniques that we have developed, using either human DNA electrical frequency with the Juve Matrix mattress or using at least three of the Bliss oils, you can actually regrow your telomeres 3.5% every year. And as far as I can tell, that must have extremely good benefit for heart, pancreas, the organs of the body, if you will.
Okay, how about toenails? What can toenails tell us? Can they provide a medical status of where we are?
You're talking about toenail fungus?
No, I'm talking about brittle toenails.
Oh, brittle. Toenails. Brittle is another thing. I think in general, that is a deficiency of a protein, hyaluronic acid, for instance. I don't know. The fungus among us problem is quite different and generally is associated with a tendency to have sugar problems, that is, prediabetes. On the other hand, 15 years ago, I had a horse step on my left big toenail, and it's never been normal since then.
How's the horse?
At this point, the horse was probably 15 at the time, so that horse is a little bit gone.
But what I mean by that is when a cow steps on our son's foot, both my son and the cow feel pain.
Oh, yes. I can remember how painful it was.
Yeah. Okay. How about foot odor? You know, stinky feet. Does that tell us anything?
Yeah, I think it tells you that person is toxic.
Hmm.
You know, that is an indication of some metabolic chemical toxicity. In other words, the liver and the kidneys and maybe the intestines are not working optimally.
Okay. So, Dr. Shuley, what do we do if I don't have foot odor, but Miles asked me about that this morning. So obviously it's something that he must know somebody who has it, and he's concerned about it. What do we do about it?
Well,
by the way, John, I'm going to...
My favorite way to detox is castor oil on the surface of the body. The ideal, in my opinion, is rubbing castor oil over your entire body from the face to the toes and sitting in a sauna for 20 or 30 minutes every day for about 30 days straight. Now, if you can't do that, you could sleep in a castor oil suit where you just rub it from the bottom of the neck to the wrist and to the ankles and put a sweatsuit on and sleep in it. It's not quite as good as using the sauna, but it is my favorite detox. There are all kinds of, you know, laxative and other purge-type things that I do not like for detoxification.
You know, I don't think I asked the question when we were talking about, these swing shifts and night shifts. Are the effects reversible by going back to a normal shift for those who are having problems with memory, concentration, decision-making, you know, those kinds of things?
If you do it before you get really bad, yes, the effects are reversible.
Okay, so vitamins, minerals, supplements, and get back on a normal routine.
Exactly.
Vince, my understanding, again, from working with Dr. Norm Shaley is that, you know, the human body actually rebuilds itself practically every 7 years. I mean, every tissue is brand new. The cells are brand new. So if we change the habits, if we change what we do, if we change what we put into the body, the stress management, stress chemical, emotional, mental, physical, as we get older, we can get better. And that's just something that is not realized by many people. Aging doesn't have to be a terrible thing.
There have been studies of people 90 years of age with marked improvement in strength and coordination, all kinds of things, taking up an adequate exercise program at 90 years of age.
Does that mean that, let's say someone who has brain damage, let's say they're in a car crash or some serious trauma, and it affects their ability to, let's say it affects their motor skills or their memory. Are we saying that because the body rebuilds itself every 7 years, that there is the possibility that they can rebuild that part that was damaged?
That one is the biggest of all. although you seem to be able to restore heart, kidney, you know, lung function frequently, when there has been unequivocal physical death, if you will, damage to a part of the brain, the areas around it may recover because, let's say, no matter how small the area is, there are areas around it that are impaired with circulation and electrical function. Those can be returned, but in general, I know of no evidence that once an area of the brain has been totally physically destroyed, trauma or bleeding or whatever, of it being able to rebuild.
Now, let me mention a little bit about that. Now, we're not talking about the area being being revitalized, but let's talk about function, because one of the things that I came to, you know, Norm and I actually came together during a workshop from the company that I, I'm one of the founders. It's called Soundbit Wellness. We work with sound and how it affects the brain. And the short of it is this. The brain has a phenomenon called neuroplasticity. By working with certain frequencies that stimulate certain parts of the brain, it will not necessarily revitalize a part of the brain or a structure in the brain, but you can come back, or you can return the function, or you can even come back to a better function than previous.
Hold that. My plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, packed flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why? Keep it.
God, you're
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and Dr. Sergey Sorin. If you'd like to go to their website, Dr. Shealy's website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Sorin, you were talking about neuroplasticity, and so I did a quick search during the break, and then I found that you've got an event, the SAMVIT Wellness event, S-A-M-V-I-T, Wellness event, June 19th and through 25th. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. This is in my previous home base, Rochester, New York, and my business partner, Dr. Brian Daly, and other associates are putting together a combination of, healing sound for the brain together with other modalities. And it's a wonderful way to rejuvenate and to optimize the brain wellness and other functions. Now, you know, there's many ways to optimize things, and the sound is something that is a part of what we do with Dr. Norm Shealy as well. And the interesting thing about the brain is, as I was mentioning, is that when I think about the brain, I don't necessarily think about the structure. I don't think about which cells may have been damaged or which part of the brain may have been injured in an accident or so. It's more about the use. You know, the old expression, it's not how big it is, it's how you use it.
Well, yes, there's no question about that. Basically, one of the most startling things I know in neurosurgery, way back in the 50s, I was a junior assistant resident in general surgery on the neurosurgical rotation. And there was a young kid who was maybe 7 years of age who had very severe seizures. And his entire left cortical brain was taken out to stop the seizures. And it took him some weeks or months maybe to recover speech, which theoretically was totally destroyed. And he had a mild amount of spasticity on the right side, but very mild compared to what you expect would have been total paralysis. So if, especially in the younger a person is, the compensation, if you will, the development of alternative pathways can be quite significant.
Actually, you know, I'm Googling right now. I'm trying to remember. There was a, it'll come to me, but there is a Dr. Jill, she's a neuroscientist who actually had a significant, huge left brain stroke, left her entirely incapacitated from that perspective. Now it opened up her right brain, which is the intuitive feeling brain. And the most amazing thing is that through her own personal work, but also through the phenomenon of neuroplasticity, she not only recovered the capacity for pretty much everything she was doing before, even though the left brain was pretty much fried, but she gained a whole new aspect of her life, which she never was, which she wasn't aware of before because of the predominance of the left-thinking logical brain. And that is an example, tremendous example, of how the neuroplasticity, and more so the function than necessarily just the structure, is at play here.
Right. Yeah. I mean, those do occur. On the other hand, it, even then, it seems to be a very individual thing, and you can't unequivocally be sure of it until it happens.
As I was reading about your SAMVIT, S-A-M-V-I-T, wellness event, which is June 19th through 25th, if I may, I'd like to post that on our website. Dr. Sloan, is that okay with you? A link? Okay. And you talk about a patented sound technology called HemiSync, HEMI-SYNC. And I believe that Robert Monroe was a guy who used this technology very successfully. Is that correct?
Yes, for decades. Absolutely.
So I'm really excited to learn about that. And maybe... you know, in the upcoming weeks, we can talk more about this event that you have and swimming with dolphins. I know Joey's going to be very, very interested in that. Joey,
oh, now that is
USA
a great
Paris,
trip. We'd love to touch base more about that. Yeah,
Joey in Michigan is very interested in that. Okay, thank you, Dr. Shuley and Dr. Sloan for being with us today and sharing your medical expertise with our class. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.